Thank you. I had a lot of people come up to me during the intermission and ask, who are the K-Pig DJs? So I'm going to introduce them, and then they're going to wave their hands around. Laura Ellen, where's Laura Ellen? There she is, back there in the pink, hiding. And Buffalo Bob, where's Bob? Okay, Sister Tiny's back there someplace. Wild Bill, tall one back there. And I guess that's it. That's enough. We can't take any more than that. All right. Again, if you want to pick up tickets for any of those shows, do it after, especially the Lizards. We're going to sell out way in advance for that show. So if you want to get Lost in Lounge Lizard tickets, we have them here tonight. We also have here tonight, from the cowboy capital of the world, Robert Earl Keen Jr.
Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy liked to drive it and Mama liked to glide. Full white walls constantly in motion, from the Great Smoky Mountains to the California Ocean. Two-tone ragtop holes in the side. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy had a Buick, holes in the side. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy was a talker and a son of a gun. Mama was a looker and a barrel of fun. Daddy kept the car straight, Mama read the road map. Going down the interstate, Mama said, Daddy's back. Three blocks long, two lanes wide. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy had a Buick, two lanes wide. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. From Atlantic to Pacific and everywhere between, the lakes of Minnesota to the town of New Orleans, Oklahoma, Arizona, any place that they would want to play around, run about the head down to Florida. Daddy had the wheel and Mama by his side. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy had a Buick, Mama by his side. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy got the blue skies, Mama got the breeze. Me, I got my Mama's eyes, my Daddy's Buick key. Gonna do things my way now. I finally got one flying down the highway. My baby riding shotgun. Two-tone ragtop holes in the side. Me and got a Buick and baby loves to ride. Me and got a Buick, baby by my side. Me and got a Buick and baby loves to ride. Daddy has a Buick, holes in the side.
Thanks very much. The poster child. I'm Robert Earl Keen, in case you didn't know. I'm poster child for dysfunctional Aggies. Flew all the way out here to California to be here. Santa Cruz, my favorite place in California. Maybe you should just declare statehood or something. It'd work for me. 51st state, Santa Cruz. I think it. Why not? I mean, everybody else is doing it, you know. Anyway, it was when I was flying here. People's behavior. human behavior gets at its lowest point on airplanes. I don't know why, but it's horrible that people are rude. And I had picked up some flowers, some paper flowers to take home to my mom at the airport in San Antonio, and they were really nice, really expensive paper flowers. And I put them in the overhead up there and neatly set them up there. Real nice place for them. And this anvil salesman came in behind me and just threw his anvil up there. And I'm kind of shy. I don't say much. I don't want to confront people. You know, people have guns these days. So I wrote him this song. So next time, if you see an anvil salesman, there's probably only this one. You might sing this song to him. Across the desert on a dining car in the spring of 91, I met some people drinking at the bar. They were laughing, having fun. I told them that I hadn't heard the joke that was so hilarious. They said that I was just a dumb cowpoke. I didn't want to make a fuss, so I shot them down one by one, and I left them on the rails. I use my gun whenever kindness fails. The moon was in the sign of Scorpio. The sun was at my back. I didn't know how far the train would go till the law would find my track. I saw the brakeman and the engineer drinking wine and eating brie. I asked them who would brake and who would steer. They started pointing back at me, so I shot them down one by one, then I left them along the rails. I used my gun whenever kindness fades. I only have a moment to explain, just a chance to let you know. When it's time for you to board the train, there are two ways you can go. You can ride the wheels into the sun, feel the wind upon your face. Or you can laugh into a loaded gun, and you'll likely lose your place. Yeah, shot them down one by one, then I left them on the rails. Only use my gun whenever kindness fails. Yeah, I shot them down one by one, and I left them off the rails. When I use my gun, that lonesome whistle This next song was inspired by some people who live in the town that I live in, Bandera, Texas, which is the cowboy capital of the world. That's right. If you haven't had enough cowboys around you, please go to Bandera. There's a lot of them there. There's a lot of them there. Mainly, I think people there are cowboys because, I don't know, there's a lot of dreamers in Bandera. And I'm one of them. Hey, this is not working. It's cheap. What happened here? Don't you hate that? Just really... You spend $700 on a capo. And it doesn't work. I just... Yeah. Pepino has a capo. Sounds like a saw. Pepino has a capo. Well... I don't want to stop the show or anything. Okay, so I'm gonna sing this. I'm gonna sing this song as a sort of a tribute to having a shitty capo. It's the way you stroke my hair when I lie sleeping. It's the way you tell me things that I don't know. It's the way that you remember I came home late for dinner. 11 months and 14 days ago. It's the little things, the little bitty things, like the way that you remind me that I've been growing soft. It's the little things, the things. It's the little things that pissed me off. It's the note that you leave on the breakfast table with a list of things to help me plan my day. It's the way you say we could have, sweetheart, if you'd done the things you should have, you should have. It's the little things, darling, that make me feel this way. It's the little things, the little bitty things, like the way that you remind me that I've been growing soft. It's the little things, the itty, that's right. It's the little things, watch out, when the phone rings. It's the little things. Texas, there are these two people that live there, and they were inspired this song. Joe Ely just cut this song, which is really cool because I'm a big fan of Joe Ely. He's a nice guy. I mean, you know, so is Myron Florin, but I don't want him to cut any of my songs, really. Hear it. She was a waitress at the Underjoin Town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. down Main Street after midnight. A brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, he was older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, he sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny, and one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball, the joint with shivers. The son's drunken out of town and put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drug out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in a tip jar. They walked on out the door, she's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on, the party never ends. Jumped to his pickup, Sonny jammed him down again. Sonny looked at Sherry and said, let's get on out of here. The stars are high above them and the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a hotel by the water and a Port of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, but Sonny met the Cubans at a house just off the roof, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards are on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies, that Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom with it, and they climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley. Well, all that time Sonny and was reading him his rhymes. She stepped into the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever in the party. Is going to the chair. She pulls back on the Main Street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Hot coffee on the dashboard, a cold front on the way. Last night I was in Oregon, tomorrow's Santa Fe. Up for 2 days running, I'm feeling tired inside. Down to my last dollar, but tonight I'm gonna ride. Silver spurs and gold tequila, you know they keep me hanging on. Pretty girls and old cantinas give me shelter from the storm. The miles that I have traveled, the places I have seen, just won't let me put a saddle on this crazy cowboy dream. I go watching my pocket my daddy gave to me. He spent his lifetime working for a home and family. I call him on the phone sometimes. I see him when I can. Just long enough to check the binds and jump the fence again. Silver spurs and gold tequila, you know they keep me hanging on. Pretty girls and old cantinas give me shelter from the storm. The miles that I have traveled, the places I have seen, just won't let me put a saddle on this crazy cowboy dream. And I'll never put a saddle on this crazy cowboy dream. Song about Copenhagen snuff. Lots of girl Copenhagen dippers in the audience tonight. I like to see that, you know. It's not just a men thing; it's a woman thing too. And I think y'all ought to participate more. Myself, I had to quit. I quit. You know, people said that it was nasty, and I never believed them. I thought, well, you know, it's my own spit. There's nothing wrong with that. But I finally found out what they were talking about when I was at Christmas a year ago. It's been over a year now. Christmas a year ago, I was in Houston with my parents and doing the Christmas thing, the presents, the turkey, the whole deal. We were walking out at the end of the big celebration there. Had a bunch of presents in my hand and bent over to kiss my mom goodbye. And some of her snuff got on my face. Oh, man. I thought, Jesus, Mom, that is really nasty. I know what these people are talking about. Y'all don't tell my mom I said that, okay? Because that's a joke. She doesn't dip snuff. She can't give up her cigars. I went out last Sunday with my little Marianne. She said, please stay till Monday. She grabbed me by the can. She laid a big one on me. Surprised me with her tongue, but her surprise was waiting there between my cheek and gum. Copenhagen, what a flavor. Copenhagen, you can see it in my smile. Copenhagen, do yourself a favor, chew. Copenhagen, driving pretty girls wild. I went to the movies with my little Peggy Sue. I had my dip there in my lip, just like I always do. She didn't know I was spitting in my Coca-Cola cup. She took a great big swallow and then threw her popcorn up. I didn't say rocks. That's about what it looked like. So it was a little mushier. Where was I? sort of in this rodeo fantasy there. I was in the back of a pickup, riding there. Clint Black was driving me around. That's right. Garth is back hanging onto the trailer hitch. Whoa! Stop! Stop! And then I woke up. Okay. All ready, y'all. Everybody not ready? Copenhagen,
what a flavor.
Copenhagen, you can sit in my smile. Copenhagen,
do yourself a favor, chew.
Copenhagen,
driving pretty girls wild.
Story is so very sad but true. If you stay till breakfast, friend, they'll want to marry you. So try my little method, and I promise you no doubt. Dip some Copenhagen if you want to sniff them out. Copenhagen,
what a water flavor.
Copenhagen,
you can sit in my smile.
Copenhagen, do yourself a favor, chew. Copenhagen,
drive them pretty girls wild.
Copenhagen, drive them pretty girls wild.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks, sir. Wow. Can you get like one of those big canisters of Coca-Cola and spray the stage with that so I can feel like we're in the movie theater? When I was a little boy, only one or two, the first thing that I did enjoy was a plate of barbecue. Barbecue, sliced beef and bread, ribs and sausage, and a cold big red. Barbecue makes old ones feel young. Barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny and you don't know what you do, treat yourself to some meat, eat some barbecue. Now there was once this girl I knew, she treated me so mean. I offered her some barbecue, she licked my platter clean. Barbecue, sliced beef and bread, ribs and sausage and a cold big red. Barbecue makes old ones feel young. Barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny and you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat, eat some barbecue. Now don't give me no broccoli or any French fondue. Baby, if you want to rock me, give me good old barbecue. Oh, barbecue, sliced beef and bread, ribs and sausage and a cold big red. Barbecue makes old ones feel young. Barbecue, a little pickle and an onion. If you're feeling puny and you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat, eat some barbecue. Now don't send me to heaven, it ain't where I should go. Cause the devil's got a charcoal pit and a good fire down below. Barbecue, sliced beef and bread, ribs and sausage and a cold big red. Barbecue makes old ones feel young. Barbecue, a jalapeno and an onion. If you're feeling puny and you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat, let your feet hit the street, find a good place to eat, get some barbecue.
a song written by my friend Fred Kohler. Deep in the pocket, old sport coat jacket, I chanced to discover an old memory. 3/4 a black and white portrait, taken of Jennifer Johnson. I'm in the corner, my shirt collar open, like some Latin lover on late night TV. Smiling right there with her head on my shoulder, it's Jennifer Johnson, she's looking at me. It must have been summer 1967. The Beatles were singing, "Love is all you need." I held her hand as we walked through the arcade. Two young believers on a $3 spree. 3/4 a black and white portrait. Jim blows a curtain so no one can see. Hey, kiss me quick, 'cause the red light is flashing, flashing on Jennifer Johnson and me. Waiting on that late night train back to home, I felt a warm in the cool evening breeze. Told her I'd probably love her forever, forever for Jennifer Johnson and me. 3/4 a black and white portrait. Jim goes a curtain so no one can see. Hey, kiss me quick, 'cause the red light is flashing, flashing on Jennifer Johnson and me. 3/4 a black and white portrait. Two young believers on a $3 spree. I saved your picture in my sport coat pocket. Jennifer Johnson, did you save one? Jennifer Johnson, did you save one of me? I guess we come full circle, we're strangers once again. It's hard to know we'd ever come to this. It's funny you were saying how you'll miss the good old times. Well, all along I'm thinking you're the one I'll miss. Love's a word I never throw around. So when I say I love you till the end, I'm talking about until the day they lay me in the ground. Love's a word I never throw around. I'd like to think you're leaving, 'cause I treated you unkind. Maybe you just found somebody new. I know the only reason you're leaving me behind is you're no longer feeling the way I feel for you. Love's a word I never throw around. So when I say I love you till the end, I'm talking about until the day they lay me in the ground. Love's a word I never throw around. So I'm going to the country, spend some time out in the woods, counting stars and sleeping all alone. And I can't say for certain it'll do me any good, but it's time I grew accustomed to being on my own. Love's a word I never throw around. When I say I love you till the end, I'm talking about until the day they lay me in the ground. Love's a word I never throw around. There's a soft rain tapping on your window. There's a cool breeze blowing off the bay. And a warm flame dancing with our shadows. Music playing far away. I never meant to stay an hour. I thought that I was passing through. Another town along my way. I never meant to fall for you. I can't speak for you, Maria. Where I feel when I sleep with you, Maria. There's nothing left for dreams to steal. Treasures that we hold, and all the secrets that we'll keep. A watching chain, a cross of gold. I can't speak for you, Maria. All in all, nothing left for dreams to steal. When the sunlight brings the morning, I cannot tell you what I'll do. But I've a mind to take you with me. And I've the heart to stay with you. I can't speak for you, Maria. All in all, the way I feel when I sleep with you, Maria. There's nothing left for dreams to steal. When I sleep with you, Maria. There's nothing left for dreams to steal.
Took a powder, slicked his long hair back, put a cartridge in his gun, stepped outside the shack, saddled up his buckskin mare, and rode off into town. Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Luann fixed her makeup, straightened out her dress, picked up a phonograph and held it to her breast. How could she ever love him? He never was around. Jesse with the long pants down. Flesh and blood, it turns to dust, scatters in the wind. Love is all that matters in the end. Sheriff Paul was sleeping, his hat off in his lap, when he got a package that woke him from his nap. The poster couldn't help but frown. It was Jesse with an arm hanging down. They had been compadres many years before. Jesse saved his life one time back before the war. But now he was the king of thieves. He wore like a crown. Jesse with an arm. Blood, it turns to dust, scatters in the wind. Love is all that matters in the end. Mr. Brown, the banker, hid the money in his case. It was time for him to leave this God-forsaken place. His true love, loved the outlaw who hated Mr. Brown. Jesse with the long. Mr. Brown had taken the land that Jesse owned. The banker claimed that Jesse had not repaid his loan. Truth and lies were tangled, but when the truth unwound, there was Jesse with the long hair hanging down. All alone, Luann came walking in. She pulled a pistol from her purse and pointed it at him. When the door blew open, she turned to look around. There was Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Mr. Brown grabbed Luann's gun and put it to her head. I'll go her to kingdom come, is what the banker said. And in that fateful moment, Jesse stood his ground. Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Flesh and blood, it turns to dust, scatters in the wind. Love is all that matters in the end. Bullet that killed Mr. Brown came through the window pane. It put a hole above one eye and locked down in his brain. He never saw a puff of smoke, no flash, no fire, no sound from Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Sheriff Paul was fast asleep, his hat off in his lap. When he got a letter, woke him from his nap. A picture of the sweet Luann in her wedding gown, and Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Flesh and blood, it turns to dust, scatters in the wind. Love is all that matters in the end, my friend.
I have two sort of unsettling problems. Causing me to lose my focus here on what I'm doing. One is this Miami Vice suit. I keep going, am I really wearing this? You know? I got to fix something, you know. I'm going to put my pants on my boots. Yeah, that's right. That's right. No. This is how it goes. If you have one pant leg and one boot, that means you own cows, right? If you have both pant legs in your boot, that means you own sheep. No. Not a lot of you. Yeah, well, not a lot of sheep farmers around anyway, so we're not worried about that. The other thing is I have a tendonitis in my right foot, so I sort of, you know, dragging a leg. Cousin is fond of saying. So, and it's the worst thing to have, like, some stupid injury. You know, it'd be nice if it were like, you know, a pit bulldog ate my heel off. You know, you can get some sympathy here, and there's a story to it, but, you know, tendonitis, people don't even know what the hell it is. They think it's something that you put on sushi. So I just want to let you know that. Keeps running through my mind. This is a Terry Allen song. I'm a high straight plain view, a side bed and I loo, and a fresh deck in New Deal. Yes, some call me high hand and some call me low hand, but I'm holding what I am the wheel. No blood in my veins, I just got them four lanes of hard down the rural highway. Well, I don't wear no Stetson, but I'm willing to bet something I'm big a Texan as you are. There's a girl in her bare feet asleep on the back seat. That trunk's full of pearl beer and Lone Star. Blood in my veins, I just got them four lanes of hard Amarillo highway. Gonna hop out of bed, pop a pill in my head, bust a hub for the golden spread under blue skies. Gonna stuff my hide behind some fire glide and get some southern fried back in my eyes. So I'm panhandling, panhandling, four-stalling, high-rolling, dust-bowling, daddy. got no blood in my veins. I just got them four lanes of Harlem Rural Highway. The closest I'll ever get to heaven is making speed of old 87 of that Harlem Rural Highway. This old porch is just a big old red and white Hereford bull standing under a mesquite tree. Now with Dulce, Texas, he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and a pen, cause his work's never done. Oh, no. He's got them cows and them sheep that are in top cane. This old porch is just a steaming, greasy plate of enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions. The guacamole salad, you can get them at the LaSalle Hotel in old downtown. With iced tea and a waitress who'll smile every time. Yes, she will. I left a quarter tip for my $10 bill. This old porch is a palace walking on a main street in Texas. It ain't never seen or heard the day. A GNR exit with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Jack came to town. This is a song I wrote with my friend Lyle Lovett. Back in the old days at College Station, Texas, on the front porch of my house, was on Church Street, right across from the Presbyterian Church. Oh boy, we love those Presbyterians. Wonderful group of people. We used to get ready for them every Sunday morning. After Saturday night, we had a beer or two. We'd crawl out there at 11:30 in the morning. There'd be, I don't know, 7,500, 300 empty beer cans out there on the porch. We'd stand out there in our underwear, clad only in a guitar and a banjo. Wait for the Presbyterians to come out of church. Sing them a little gospel music. Give them an example of what real sinning was like. You know, I wasn't always the poster child for dysfunctional Aggies. Many years to get there. One of my special achievements was I didn't always go to Texas A&M University, the school there. They let me out for less than exemplary behavior, and I had to go to the school for dysfunctional Aggies, Blinn College. Blinn College was located about 10 miles away, this old run-down warehouse. But it was a wonderful college. It was a great self-esteem builder, because you didn't get books when you entered Blinn College. You got a big cheap tablet, some crayons to write with. We took a nap every day in Flint College. Watched a little Sesame Street. When you graduated from Blaine College, you didn't get a diploma. You got a t-shirt with your name on it and the Blaine College motto, ignorance is Blaine. Speaking of t-shirts, I'd like to mention that I have some for sale back there with a light, just one. Oh, they have the blinking light back there. There's specials going on back there. The blinking light, just go back there. And I know that it's sleazy to sell stuff from stage. But look at this suit, pal. The rest of this song about my landlord, Mr. Jack Boyette, whom I worked for, fed his cows, fixed his fence. He never paid me. And I'm going to get him back because I'm going to send him this version of this song. How long has it gone on now? 4 or 5 hours? This old porch is just a weathered gray haired 70 years of Texas. He's doing all he can not to give in to the city. Always takes some rent late, so long as I run his cattle. Picks me up at dinner time. I listen to him rattle. He says the prices still runs muddy like she's running all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone. You know this Chevrolet pickup truck? Hell, she's something back in 60. Now there won't nobody listen to him, 'cause they all think he's crazy. This old porch is just a long time waiting and forgetting. Remembering the coming back, not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all those sons of bitches who said we never get back. This old porch is just a big old red wide open bull standing under a mesquite tree. Out now with Dulce, just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating in a pan, 'cause his work's never done. No, no. I know a whole lot of old bulls in my life. You know, Pepino is not the only hot guitar player on this stage. I'm gonna do this last song, and hey, I'm sorry. I mean, it's a two-show deal. All right, I'm gonna let you tell them. This is a song I wrote on the Southwest Freeway in Houston, Texas, which is now, I think they've renamed it to the Beirut Memorial Freeway. It's really bad. But if you know some of the words, please sing along. During the break, please clap so I can sort of have that, you know, human drum machine thing going, and it's really nice. Okay. And don't do any of those tricky things that Peppino was teaching. I want the straight, that sort of thing, you know? You know, the sort of Herman Munster thump. That's what I'm looking for. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes all my days are filled with pride. As I travel down life's highway, things ain't going my way, 'cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. You keep a swerving in my lane, causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn, I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep a switching on my bright light, you're just too dim to know when you're swerving on life's highway. You're running someone off the road. The day you drove away, I thought I never could love another. How else could I feel? But now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see. You're all tanked up, no one's at the wheel. You keep swerving in my lane, causing lots of danger. I'm a cussing out your name, your tricky name. I'm a shitting you the finger. I keep a switching on my bright light, but you're just too dim to know when you're swerving all eyes highway. You're on the summit of the rock. Thank y'all so much. Y'all been great. Great to be back in Santa Cruz.
Robert Earl Keen Jr., Bandera, Texas. Rob Bleetstein, Austin, Texas.
Outside, works for me. His name is Mariano. He cuts and trims the grass for me. He makes the flowers bloom. He says that he comes from a place not far from Guanajuato. It's 2 days on a bus from here, a lifetime from this room. I fix his meals and talk to him in my own broken Spanish. He points to things and tells me names of things I can't recall. But sometimes I just can't but help wondering who this man is. And if when he is gone, will he remember me at all? I watch him close. He works just like a piston in an engine. He only stops to take a drink and smoke a cigarette. But when the day is ended, I look outside my window. There on the horizon, Mariano's silhouette. He sits upon a stone in the southeasterly direction. I know my charts, I know that he is thinking of his home. I've never been the sort to say I'm into intuition, but I swear I see the faces of the ones he calls his own. Their skin is bound as potter's clay, their eyes void of expression, their hair is black as widow's dreams. Their dreams are all but gone. Ancient as a vision, a sacrificial virgin, and in a son is crying from a baby being born. And they hover around to die in flame and pray for his protection. Their prayers are often answered by his letters in the mail. He sends them colored figures he cuts from strips of paper. All his weekly wages, saving nothing for himself. It's been a while since I've seen the face of Mariano. The border guards, they came one day and took him far away. I hope that he is safe down there at home in Guanajuato. I worry though, I read there's revolution every day.
It's
great to be back in Santa Cruz. It's a 5-pound bass. Up this morning for the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas. I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass. Down by the lakeside, just off the ramp, all them people sleeping in their fishing camp. Some out in the pup tent, some out on the grass. They all been dreaming about the 5-pound bass. Everybody always gets his worm. Me, I always get my wish. When you talk about that 5-pound bass, little worm gets the fish. Jump in my John boat, I store my gear. I fire up, and when I'm in the clear, I sail across that water as smooth as glass. It's ready, here I come. Oh! Perfect spots of molded trees. Back in a canyon where you can't feel no breeze. I tie my lure, I make my cast. It's breakfast time, you fall down there. That old sun is rising, that water's clear. I watch my lure as it flies through the air.
That's a good splash. That's like a salmon splash.
Lord have mercy, it's a 5-pound bass. Pepino De Agostino, next to John Saanich and Pat Saanich.
Robert Earl Keen Jr. The store is open on your way out over here. We have 5-pound bass t-shirts and bandanas, so step on up. Get the Road Goes On Forever bumper sticker is now available for the first time over. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you next time.